Okay, so I started the recording.
Okay.
So this project is about learning about how people support and create artistic creations throughout the Bay Area. Our class, Silicon Valley Connects, is collaborating with Mosaic America, a nonprofit organization, to create an interactive cultural atlas to identify where different cultural organizations are. But because of COVID, we've been having a pretty difficult time trying to find organizations. So we're also interviewing people who are cultural audiences as well. Okay, so what is your full name?
My full name is Kevin Agpoon.
And what culture or cultures do you identify with?
I identify as Filipino American and also Filipino.
Okay. So what was the cultural event that you attended?
So I attended a cultural dance workshop hosted by Agbayan, a Filipinx organization on campus here at San Jose State. And it was basically just a place where you could learn about different Filipino dances. And so Agbayan specializes in like four different suites of dances. So there's Mari Clara, which is more of like the Spanish style, like Spanish influence with like dresses and stuff. There's also the Southern Islands, which is more influenced by the Muslims and the Arab culture. And there's also the Mountain, which focuses on the indigenous mountain, the indigenous tribes in the northern Philippines that live in the highlands of the Cordillera Mountains. And then there's also Lumad, which is an indigenous tribe in mainland, in the mainland of the southern island, Mindanao.
So it was like a dance workshop where you got to
Yeah,
learn.
so basically each workshop focuses on one suite only. So, yeah.
Are you only like an audience member? Do you have any other roles
Yeah,
the
so I'm all.
dances?
So yeah, I'm all. I'm only an odd. Well, to, yeah, an audience member because we're being taught like the dances, like how to do it.
And how does this art form express your cultural identity?
So it really connects, allows me to connect with my culture because like I'm constantly surrounded by like other cultures here in America. Like in the Bay Area. So like going to these dance workshops allows me to connect with my culture through dance.
Was there a specific workshop or type of dance that you identified with more closely?
Not really. Because again, like the Philippines is so diverse, and like it's just hard to identify with like one particular dance, like you know, because it feels like I'm part of like all the different parts, like all the different suites.
For the workshops, did you attend like all of the types of dances?
For the workshop I attended, they focused on the Mario Clara. So it was
Okay.
only one suite. Yeah.
Is there any particular like dance you feel like really resonates with you, or you feel really like strongly about?
Probably the the mountain dances, because they represent like they weren't really like colonized by the Spanish back then, and they really stuck to their like traditional ways, and like they're like they don't like you don't really see the Spanish influence on them, so they kind of kept what was originally there, like in the Philippines prior to colonization.
Like more of an indigenous dance as opposed to something that was kind of like forced upon them.
Yeah.
Where did the cultural event take place? Like, was it like a community center or any place like that?
So it happened on campus, more specifically on like right outside the event center. So it's really accessible by like San Jose State students.
Do you feel like going to these workshops is it like bringing closer to the culture, and kind of like you kind of want to do it more now, like you're more interested in like carrying on the traditions?
Yeah, I think these like these workshops really help with those who are like Filipino and like Filipino American and don't really like connect to their culture at home, or like those who are interested. Like this workshop really helps them brings them closer to Filipino culture.
So you kind of like allude to the difference between the Filipino American culture and the Filipino culture of the Afro Philippines itself. Is there one that you identify more with, and do you feel like it influences your life more?
It feels like I identify as Filipino more because my family tends to like stick to like their like they didn't really like assimilate like the to like American like traditions or values. And so like because I'm always surrounded by them, I'm kind of like I identify more as Filipino.
Do you have any examples of these traditions?
Yeah, so basically during Christmas, like it's like tradition to like start it really early, like back in the Philippines, whereas over here, like oh, you have to like wait till like Thanksgiving to like start thinking about like Christmas decorations. Like we've had our decorations for pretty long, like ever since like September. So that so like that really like the tradition of having these like long Christmases. And also the food. So like our family tends to eat a lot of like Filipino food, and even if we go somewhere, like we always try to get Filipino food. Like always have to like pressure them, oh, let's try something else. But yeah, like we tend to like stick to Filipino like food a lot.
So would you like in regards to like the dance workshop and how you feel it connects you closer to the culture, would you like y more people from more like Filipinos and Filipino Americans from your generation and subsequent generations to like experience this kind of workshop and culture to like carry it on?
Yeah, I think I would I really encourage like future generations of Filipino Americans to take like try to connect with their culture and like try to learn the language, because it feels like the language really enables you to connect much more. So for example, like my brother, he doesn't really speak Tagalog or Ilocano, and so it's really hard for him to connect with my relatives. And like my grandma, like she has like a lot of stories to tell, like about her time in the Philippines, and like she talks a lot. She talks about it like a lot with us, with the older her older grandkids because they're able to understand her and they're able to connect with her more. But my brother and my younger cousin, like the younger grandkids, they have a hard time understanding my relatives and like my grandparents, and so they don't really connect much with Filipino culture. And like when I've tried exposing him to it, he seems uninterested, but I really like want to try to keep him like connected with Filipino culture. So I've like hopefully when he's older, I can like take him more to these kinds of like workshops.
That's really cool. So I take it you're a fluent speaker with Ilocano and Tagalog? Okay. The next couple questions are going to be about Akbayan itself. Can you tell us a little bit more about the group that held the workshop? Is Akbayan correct?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, yeah, just tell us a little bit about.
So it's a Philippinex organization on campus, and really there's three main programs associated with it. So there's PCN, which is Filipino Culture Night, which basically where the dance workshop splits off of, and mainly deals with like the cultural aspect of the club. And then there's also CAMP, which stands for Kuya Ate Mentorship Program, which pairs in an old like a mentor called a Kuya Ate with a mentee, usually someone who's younger than the mentor, and they're called the Ading, so Kuya Ate Ading Workshop. And that mainly deals with mentoring and like the social aspect of the club. And then there's also internship, which helps students become like they learn about how to take on leadership roles and like organizing. So that's more of like the leadership aspect of the club.
Have you taken part in any of the other programs from Akbayan?
Yeah, so I took part of the camp program for all 3 years, and I tried doing the PCN. So I've attended like the workshops, but I tried doing the PCN 2 years ago, but then COVID hit. We were about halfway through with rehearsals when COVID hit, and then that basically stopped it.
Does the group collaborate with any other local Filipino groups in the community?
So Akbayan here in SJSU is part of Triforce. So I don't know what it's called, but the Philippine organization is SF State, and there's another organization in Cal State. So they collaborate with them. And then I believe they do collaborate with some other Filipino organizations here in the Bay Area. I know that they collaborate with Lead Philippine X, I think.
By any chance, would you be able to share a photograph or a video of your experience? If not, that's totally fine as well.
I believe Akbayan has like pictures and videos from like the workshops, and I can forward like a link to you guys. But I do not have like any like photos that I took myself.
Okay. That's cool. And is there anything else that you'd like to tell us about your experience with either your Filipino culture or the workshops that you've had?
I just like to say that if you're even like a little bit interested, and you don't have to be like Filipino to take part in this. If you're a little bit interested, you should take part because it's really interesting to like learn about like different cultures. And yeah, like these workshops really for those who like do not are not that connected with Filipino culture, I think these workshops function really well in bringing you closer and has helped me develop a much greater appreciation for my culture.
I mean, I don't have anything else. I mean, I think the last part is if you were to see this work on the Atlas that Mosaic America is doing, would you like the group to know about it? And we can kind of send them a link to kind of put the group on the map.
Sure, yeah.
Awesome. Thanks for your time. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
You really came through, especially I try to contact another group and they blanked on me.
Yeah. Honestly, I tried to contact Akbayan directly, but they haven't really responded. So, really, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. When is this due, by the way?
Next week.
The
Oh,
13th.
yeah. Yeah, we've been trying to contact these groups for, I think mine was the Philippine American National Historical Society. And like they got back to me, and then I didn't hear anything from them after that.
All right, I'm going to end the recording here.
Okay.